You entered 8 9 5 7 9 1. If this is correct, press 1. To re-enter, there are 3 participants in the conference. Please announce yourself.
Good morning. This is the meeting of the Story County Board of Supervisors on 8/26/2020. It's 9 a.m. This is a special meeting originating from the administration building. Public access is being provided by conference call. I will hereby call the meeting to order. And let me check and see who's on the line, please. You'll have to unmute and announce yourselves.
Ethan Anderson.
Good morning, Ethan.
Mike Cox.
Mike, good morning. Is anybody else on? Good morning.
Leanne Carter.
Leanne, good morning.
Yep.
Okay.
Sandra King.
Sandra, good morning. Anybody else on? Okay. I'll continue then and ask for a motion approving the agenda.
So moved.
Second by Merkin. Hiddens?
Aye.
Merkin, aye. Agenda is approved. Now I would make a statement explaining why the meeting is impossible and impractical to hold in person. It's because of the continued COVID-19 pandemic. We have public comment number one. Anybody wanting to comment, any member of the public wanting to comment on the agenda item for today? Please unmute yourself, introduce yourself if you do. Hearing none, I'll close public comment number one. We are holding this meeting on less than 24-hour notice, which is allowed per code section 21.42B. It says when it's necessary to hold a meeting on less than 24 hours notice or at a place that's not reasonably accessible to the public, or a time that's not reasonably convenient to the public, the nature of the good cause justifying the departure from the normal requirements shall be stated in the minutes. The good cause is we've been notified by a utility company. They have an emergency repair to make. We'll get a little more information on that, but I'm just stating this for the minutes. And it goes over some land that Surrey County Conservation owns, but nobody is able to locate an easement. So this is to consider granting an easement so they can do some essential work to repair damage from the derecho and keep electric to our customers. So that's the summary, but I'll go on now for discussion and consideration of the easement agreement between Story County and Alliant-ITC. That might not be correct because I didn't see the easement at the time. And I believe, and maybe Ethan, you can speak to that, who the parties are when you talk. But Mike, you want to give a brief summary first, and then Ethan?
Sure, you bet. And you did a fine summary there, Linda. We were approached Friday from Alliant Energy and their subsidiary, Interstate Power and Light Company. They own overhead utility infrastructure on county property south of Huxley. They had damage there from the derecho and needed to repair their lines. That line is a main feed to 3 communities in that area, excluding Huxley. They had those communities on backup power.
Can you turn him on?
And they are very concerned about the condition of their backup lines. So they're concerned that those communities were in jeopardy of losing their power again. So henceforth, they contacted us about doing that work. As you said, Linda, we weren't able to produce a easement. They weren't able to locate one, so it looks like there was never one in existence. So thanks to Ethan and their attorneys, got one drafted in, I want to say, record time here. So that is what you see this morning. It is with Interstate Power. Again, that's in a subsidiary of Alliant Energy. It does cross that county property, which is one of the reasons we're concerned about that, of course, is that it's a native prairie on that old railroad right-of-way. And They had agreed, they had offered originally to do a directional bore instead of place overhead lines, and that's always preferred by us when it's on an environmentally sensitive area, that they just do directional boring. So that is reflected in this easement, and we did not put it forward to the Conservation Board. I did speak with the board chair last night, and he was absolutely fine with us just taking it to the supervisors and foregoing the Conservation Board. I think he understands the emergency nature of this and is supportive there. And I know, Linda, I think you talked to him as well. So,
thank you.
Having said that, I guess I would answer any questions.
Okay, this is just south of Huxley on the west side of...
Yeah. So are you familiar with that substation on the southwest side of Huxley?
Yeah.
Okay, so this board, this runs north and south. Our property runs north-south from that, basically from that substation, just a little north of that substation, abuts the substation, and then runs due south to the county line.
Okay.
This particular property is, track that's referenced here is from 210, Highway 210 north to that substation. That's where the ITC infrastructure is, or not ITC, excuse me, Interstate Power or Alliant.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Because it's only going through county property?
Supervisor hasn't asked if it was only going through county property. I assume it's going through other property. This easement is just for county property.
It's just county property. That's the only one. They don't have to cross any other private property there.
They don't. Okay. Thank
you. Their end goal is that substation. So they take it from Highway 210 up to the substation. So we're the only property that they have to cross.
Got it. Good question. Thank you. Mm-hmm. Any other questions from Mike? Okay, then Ethan, do you want to take it over? And again, I apologize that I had Alliant/ITC on the agenda when we talked. It was verbally, and I didn't realize at that point we didn't realize that it was actually Interstate Power and Light.
Linda, and I think I mistakenly told you ITC. So
no problem. I just wanted to state that again for the record. Ethan?
Yeah, so I think you gave a good summary that this is kind of a true emergency. We have people, communities that could be without power here. And to my knowledge, there's already some, Mike can fill me in on this, but there's already some power lines or utilities already underneath this same property here.
Mm-hmm.
And we took steps to make sure that Interstate Power and Light would protect the native prairie, that they would get approval from Conservation Board, from the grantor of Story County, before they would do anything that would disturb that or impact that vegetation negatively. We made sure that they were indemnifying us and holding us harmless for their activities. It's a pretty standard easement, but it also recognizes that we're going to protect this property. So I can fully support this easement on behalf of the county.
And the copy that we have, Ethan, has some things in red, which are some changes their attorney made, and you're okay with those changes?
Yeah, I reviewed those first thing this morning when I got in, and we have a final copy here that Mike and I got in email maybe 15 minutes ago.
Yeah.
Linda, Shelley, you should have this final PDF version.
Yeah, Shelley brought it to us, and I see that there's some red in it now. So I was looking at the other one that I printed off.
So yeah, I'm fairly shocked that there wasn't an easement already here. So I guess we're making official what was maybe a reality on the ground already.
Is it possible they had an easement with the railroad and it never got brought up when we got the property?
Oh, that's a very plausible scenario. I mean, yeah. In my experience dealing with railroad, we had that property up by Zeering, and it took us about a year and a half to get sorted out. So, yeah, that would certainly be plausible.
Quite likely, okay. That's the only thing I could think of, and I just thought, okay. So is there anything else, Supervisor Hedman? Do you have any questions for
Anthony? No, I
okay, I just want to thank everybody for the quick work on this. I think it's in getting, you know, a special meeting put together this quickly and getting an agenda out. I think that was exactly what we needed to do. So thank you, Mike. Thank you, Ethan. Thanks, Shelley. So if there's no further discussion, I would entertain a motion to approve the easement.
I move approval of the easement.
And I would second. Hedden?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. Easement is approved. Is there anything else related to this agenda item that we need to do?
No, thank you, Mark.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you for your expedient responses here, everyone.
And please thank Dr. Pease for me for agreeing that this was an emergency and the Board of Supervisors needed to act. I think Ethan was saying that under 331, only the Board of Supervisors can dispose of county property, and this is sort of disposing of it, but it's the same kind of thing. So we felt like we were on solid ground just going ahead, particularly because it was an emergency. So thank you very much.
Yeah.
Then we have public forum number two on the agenda. Comments from the public on items not on this agenda. I'll open public forum number two and ask if there is anybody who has a comment. Hearing none, I'll close public forum number two and entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second. Hedden?
Aye.
Merkin? Aye. We are adjourned. Thank you, everybody.